Seeking health care in rural communities is different from urban health care. That's next on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The rural person seeking health care services has a different perspective than an urban patient. Jessie Grote is with the AgriSafe Network and works remotely from her family's ranch in northwestern Nebraska.
People in rural areas, our access to care, our incidence of chronic disease, all these different pieces are just so much higher. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I think that it is just really important for healthcare providers to understand that it is different.
Grote says rural communities are pretty close-knit, and persons seeking healthcare often know the providers caring for them.
We often don't want to just hear somebody tell us what to do. It has to be from somebody that we know and that we love and that we trust in that.
Grote says AgriSafe offers a distance learning course primarily for nurses who may be unfamiliar with working in a rural environment.
We also have a ton of resources that are for patients that I think our healthcare providers can use. So those are all free on our website, talking about that protective personal equipment, talking about ergonomics, talking about yoga and stretching and just different things that we can be showing or sharing with our patients to help them live their lives better and for them to have kind of that longevity and that health as they do grow older and continue to work on their farms and ranches and just living the life that they've been so fortunate to be able to live.
Learn more at agrisafe.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.